This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just returned from a little video tour of the garage, because we're doing Garage Logic today. The graduate just emerged from the basement. I'm sure she's going to be busy helping me. Kev, isn't that how it works? is George helping you with all the grad party stuff?
No. Yeah. Well, actually, I paid him. Yes.
Haley, come here a second.
He helps whenever we ask. He's a good help.
Is he right? Yeah.
As I'm sure Haley is too.
Yep. Haley and Sophie are here. Sophie Keelan, who we've adopted, despite Tony and poor Paula not wanting to lose their daughter, but she's here a lot. And Haley's here, the graduate. Congratulations on the awards last day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you. Let me turn you up here a little bit. That was pretty cool. So what do you want to say about the awards? Come closer to the microphone, please.
I don't know. They were fun.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Very well done. Father Slattery gave us a couple of nice blessings. And
yep.
Yeah. I want to kill Herbie right now, just so
you know. You can take him to breakfast.
Would you take him to breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sophie really likes Herbie.
Yes, I do.
You're a friend of Haley's because you were in charge of Herbie most days, right?
Yep. I am his caretaker.
And these two girls grew up together. They were sort of tennis widows because their sisters both played tennis, and then Sophie went on to play as well. Haley did 1 year, and then she said, I don't think so. 3 years. So, yeah, that's right. But it was, you know, JV stuff, and you were watching. That's how you guys became buddies. Sophie, how did you just tell me something you like about Haley, the graduate.
Her humor.
She's funny, huh?
She's very funny.
Where do you think she gets that, I wonder?
You.
No, does she? Okay. Haley Grace, come here. One last thing. What do you want to say about your friend Sophie?
Sophie's very easygoing. She's my partner in crime. We do everything together.
You do, yeah. You've had a lot of good friends and a lot of good memories out of Shanley High School, haven't you?
Yep.
Where are you going to go to college?
Arizona State.
Oh, can't buddy.
Can't you go closer to where Dad is?
No.
No? why did you pick Arizona State? Tell folks why you picked Arizona State. You like Tempe?
Location.
Okay. Warm.
Good school.
Yeah.
Far away from home.
That's rude. It's really rude. So, like, it was. What do you want to be? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet.
No.
Business major.
Business major. At the Carey School of Business, right there. Okay, ladies, thank you.
Okay.
They didn't know they were going to be on the radio, but I'm home for the grad party, so we had to do a little something there. Going to get back to the phones today. Dak Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. I want to hear about your moms. Okay. Want to tell me about their moms? Haley, would you take care of Herbie, please? The Garage Logic is getting really irritating because Herbie is a siren. Anyway, Dak Diesel. Let me tell you about CJ and his team at Dak Diesel. Bottom line is this. You got something that's diesel and needs to be fixed. That's what they do. That's what they do. They fix all things diesel. They even do house calls. They're out of Bismarck, but my gosh, they do some incredible work. And so what I encourage you to do, if you got, maybe you have a place you go, right? And, you know, they're good, but you just kind of have a recurring problem, and you want a sort of a, you know, like you would for any health issue, a second opinion, call CJ, first of all, from wherever you're at, and just tell him what the issue is, and you get a little help there. Maybe he's going to have you stop by and get some additives that have been incredible, what they're doing. Well, you call them up and say, I'll take some of that 4-plus additive, the turbo cleaner, 258-5011, 258-5011 for all of the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, tractors, pickup trucks. They do it all. DakDiesel.com, one of our fine sponsors. We love the folks at Dak Diesel. We really do. They're so great. So what else are we going to do here? We're going to do I need to tell you a little bit about my friends at PetroServe USA, because when I do, people think, wow, the food is so good, I can't believe it's like a little comfort food. And, you know, it's the kind of stuff you'd eat at mom's house on Mother's Day. That's the best way to describe it. What am I talking about? Well, meatloaf dinner, country fried steak, breakfast tater tot hot dish, Salisbury steak, beef stroganoff, chicken fettuccine, pulled pork, or an awesome French dip sandwich in Valley City, exit 292 today. Grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal everywhere. Fill up with the best fuel when we're out on the road. PetroServe USA fuels us. They do. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with the head of the unemployment division in North Dakota. There is rampant fraud in unemployment going on right now. Rampant fraud. It needs to be fixed, folks, badly. In fact, I did a little research on this because we were on this early on in the COVID relief. We're like, okay, North Dakota has never had, you know, I need to shut down people. In other words, there's been way more opportunities to work, even through COVID, than there has been people. Why? Well, unemployment. Right now today, there's a $300 a week federal pandemic unemployment compensation. I guess I'd call it a kitty. It's free money. So you got your unemployment, and you get an extra $300 a week. Okay, and that's on top of every other unemployment benefit. It runs through September 6th. My understanding is we can opt out of some of these, and I see that Montana now is doing that. God bless you, Montana. The governor yesterday in the news for doing that. I've been barking about this for a long time, but I have to say, since back in place, I haven't paid enough attention to this. The program with the largest number of claimants who could return to the workforce is the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation. Guess what this does? It extends benefits by up to 53 weeks for those who exhaust their state benefits, which are generally 12 to 26 weeks. So you're 12 to 22 on the state thing. We'll give you another year and a week. How about that? There you go. You don't need to work. Just stay home, take a nap. These are, by the way, individuals that have a work history and have workforce skills because they were previously employed. That also is done September 6th. If you are satisfying the requirements of unemployment by applying for a job to get off of unemployment, and then you don't follow up on applying and actually have an interview, you are committing a crime. That's unemployment fraud. And I would encourage anybody that knows of that to be a whistleblower. It's bad news. We're going to talk with the folks from Unemployment Insurance about it coming up. The workforce right now is in short supply for the employers. It is stunting growth in all kinds of things. Every sector is fighting this right now, and people are staying home. I got an email from someone who said, hey, I want to be a whistleblower. I know somebody who was making six figures, job on the road, and the unemployment benefit they get now is around $90,000, and they won't apply for other jobs because they don't want a desk job. They want to be able to go back out on the road. I understand somebody's on the road, right, there's probably not a lot of opportunities because, you know, big pharmaceutical companies or whatever, any kind of sales rep on the road, probably not a lot of face-to-face stuff going on, right? You kind of transform things. So I guess some companies would say we just don't need people on the road. But can you do something else? Of course. This whistleblower says, this person I know of is making about $90,000 and refusing to apply for jobs because he doesn't want a desk job. And so he's doing homework. I guess work around the house, they mean, and taking naps. That is unemployment fraud. You don't get to say, I don't like that, Jim. Now, when I brought this up before, some people say, hey, the extra dollars I get are helping me pay for insurance. Totally get it. I understand some people are going to be in a position where they're getting a little more, but now they've got to pay their own insurance. But go back to work. Find a job with benefits. Please. All right. Mom salute. Kevin, you got any mom salutes on the Grasshopper? Should I start getting to the calls here?
No, I got Tobiah. Yep, Tobiah checked in and wanted to share about his mom.
She was a Navy wife. Dad was in the Navy for 20 years, so I grew up, you know, in the Navy. When I graduated, Dad retired, like just 2 days apart. So for mom to deal with Dad being on six-month cruises, three of them, being in and out all the time and gone, and then having to raise me, which was very difficult, and for me to come out the way I did was an absolute respect and love for law enforcement, veterans, because I'm a veteran myself, was just absolutely amazing, just a miracle. And she is the model of how a Navy wife should be, how a mother that's raising a Navy brat should be. And they're still together this day. Yesterday was their 48th anniversary. So,
wow, that's awesome.
I love you, Mom. Don't know what I'd do without you. Thanks. Bye.
I love you, Mom. We can all say that, can't we? Would you call that individual back and ask them to go to MyPillow.com and pick something out, Kevin? Get an address?
I will.
So lucky winner at the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline right there. Scott, my mom is a
good listener, friend. He works at the VA and VA Hospital in Fargo.
We love all listeners. We love all listeners. 855-200-1776 is the 24/7 Be the Buffalo Hotline. Tell us about your mom and win. You can also text me. Here's a text from Scott. My mom is no longer on earth, but she was a quiet woman who I never heard say mean things. So many politicians and athletes and Hollywood elites and media all need to be more like my mom. There you go. It's kind of what I'm talking about, this political environment now. When you start justifying how mad you are about the political process that you're screaming at people and led by people that have ulterior motives, doesn't mean there's good people in there that aren't trying to do good, but it means we've lost our way. We've lost our way. So there's another MyPillow winner right there. Thank you for that. And a good reminder, don't be mean. Don't become them. There's ways to affect change. Run for office. Run for office. Whoever you don't like as a Republican, there's something called the primary. So even if the quote-unquote establishment nominates somebody, run against them in the primary. Right? It can be done. So I think there's ways to fix this without becoming mean. Other people are saying that there was no name-calling in last night's District 7. So there's a dispute on that, and I'll take that seriously. I understand Charles Tuttle's Facebook page confirms it on a video. I don't know. I haven't listened to it. More coming up.
I'll tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds at $1.39, firewood for $4.99, T-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs, 28-pack, $3.99. Liquid ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Cat or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls and questions and comments. Going to tackle unemployment fraud at the bottom of the hour. Want more stories about your mom? Be the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. Lots of winners here so far by text and by Be the Buffalo Hotline. Here's a West Fargo winner. We got a Bismarck winner. They're rolling in here, folks. So send us a little story about your mom. Salute mom today. Heading into Mom's Day. Why don't you think about this before you get there, okay? I want to tell you about Pipers 2. They have a lot going on right now. The betting at the Upper Midwest Machinery Auction, set for June, is something I'd start watching the items that'll be up for bid on that full lineup of equipment. They also have some Aiken County, Minnesota horse property for our horse lovers. You might want to check. It's Wright, Minnesota. It's Aiken County. It's a beautiful horse property in Aiken County, Minnesota. $629,900. They have an open house on, actually, it looks like the open house has already happened. So if you're interested in this, give them a call. When is the actual auction here? I believe it's soon. Pifers.com. Pifers.com to check this out. It's up on the site right now. And I am telling you what, I am looking at this property, and I'm thinking, I'd love to own a horse. Know nothing about it, but just seeing this property says, no, I want this. I want this. I saw a beautiful property just off south of Stanley that goes to Newtown. I know all of you are shouting at the radio right now. About halfway between the turn to Newtown and Stanley. There's a horse property there. It's absolutely beautiful, and I understand they're looking for someone to come in and get some a horse lover that wants to just take that, rent out the corral. It's just beautiful. If you're interested in that, text me, 701-367-2054. Don't forget, Saturday's Pifers, our good friends at Pifers, have the America's Land Auctioneer radio show. 7 a.m. Saturdays on this very radio station you're listening to. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Everett Mandan. Been waiting a while. Everett, tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, two things. First, started listening. If all you see in Becker's videos is his house, then you need to see beyond your bigotry. Secondly, I'll be honest with you. As someone who was brought into the party by Jared Hendricks, for you to call him a puppet master and call me a bloody puppet, I find that vastly more insulting than somebody questioning whether this dude has National Socialist leanings.
I do have to correct the record. I called nobody a bloody puppet, so I don't know where you got that. Jared Hendricks and Charles Tuttle are trying to be puppet. Yeah, that's very different than what you said.
So I'm a puppet.
Let's just be clear.
I'm a puppet.
That's my opinion. That's what I do. I give my opinion.
He has brought more people into this party and become active than anybody else. This party would be 10% what it is.
I couldn't agree with you. Your numbers are way off, Everett. Let me tell you, your numbers are way off. And how I can tell you this is I've been on talk radio since 1986. So if I showed you every text, every comment, every call, what Jared Hendricks and Charles Tuttle have done is brought in a number of people, many of them very well-meaning, who are frustrated with the process. And I actually have no ill will towards them at all, and I'm glad they're involved. But they're being led by people who have some sort of, false sense of what they're about. Rick Becker's no longer the head of the Bastiats. And by the way, I have no problem with Rick Becker. Rick Becker is a smart guy. He's a business guy. But what he tried to do with the Bastiats was somehow like a coup d'etat of the Republican Party. And I've always thought, just be a Bastiat, be a purist, and go over there and do a different party. And I'm not big on atheists. I will say that. I think anybody that is an atheist, as Rick Becker is, does not have a core. It's very difficult to say this is someone I could follow in politics. So I'm critical about that. Rick Becker was never pro-life until he decided to run for office for governor. There's just things there that bother me. I don't mean he's a bad person. I don't mean Jared Hendricks is a bad person. I don't mean that. Well, Charles Tuttle's got some issues that, you know, law enforcement folks
he's
could tell
bombastic.
You about.
He's fantastic.
Well, he's bombastic, but he also has a background that is very, very troubling. I mean, he has some things in his record. You could ask social services. You could ask law enforcement. And I wouldn't follow Charles Tuttle in a one-car parade. I wouldn't. My point is this, Everett. Take the passion you have for change and run for one of these offices. This game of... Okay, good. Good. That's what you do to affect change. You know,
I got elected District 8.
Good for you. That's the way to do it. But rather than District 8, are you a legislator or are you on some committee?
No, I just got elected to the executive committee.
Yeah,
we were there.
Run for office. Run for office. Be on a ballot because this idea of, okay, we're going to set the... We're going to take the platform as an example, and we're going to make that be the litmus test. And if you don't follow the platform, then you're done politically. It's a fool's errand, okay? Second of all, if you cherry-pick votes and say, okay, people presented a vote, proposed something as a way of a piece of legislation, you know has no chance of passing, and then you use that to say, my Republican isn't Republican enough. It's just a game. It's just a game. I'd rather people take their passion and run for office. I really would. So I hope that clears things up a little bit. Yeah, I hope that clears things up a little bit. Ever, don't lose your passion, but don't stand by while people get called Nazis and told to go back to Germany. Ever, 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 ever. Appreciate the call. Galen Bismarck, you're next.
Thank you. I attended the District 7 meeting reorganization last night, and I did not hear anyone using a profanity about our chairman or anyone else. I think this is propaganda, and I would like to hear it recorded, then I would believe it. But I was here the whole time and I heard no such thing. The vice chair should have performed the chairman's duties. If the chairman couldn't do it, as stated in the bylaws, but that was not followed. Instead, a pharmaceutical lobbyist chaired the meeting with an attorney standing right beside him, directing him what to do at times.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing. We want to follow the rules. I mean, attorneys are good at following the rules. And, you know, the person's profession doesn't mean anything, nor does yours, right? I mean, you just, again, get involved. Ron, you're not the first person to say that didn't happen, but a lot of people have said it. And somebody just texted me that it is confirmed on Charles Tuttle's Facebook page. So I haven't listened to that, watched it.
It was confirmed, and it was done outside of the meeting by someone who wasn't allowed in. That is what I heard. It was not done at the meeting. The meeting was very respectful.
So someone that was there said it in a different spot, and you think that that's okay, that's better? Wow. So it was
not okay, but your implication is that the meeting was out of hand, and that's what happened, and that did not happen.
No, I don't believe I ever asserted that the meeting was out of hand. I'm just saying it was said, you know, as part of this meeting, and it sounds like it was. That's all I'm saying, Gayla.
It was not done as part of the meeting. It was done outside, and just because.
Okay. Do you denounce it?
Do
you think it was horrible? Can you say that it was whoever said it shouldn't have said it?
Definitely was horrible.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely was horrible.
Great. I'm glad we agree. Yeah. I don't know why it takes so hard to get to that spot. I don't. Ben and Billings. About a half a minute here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Scott. I just want to tell you, I probably have the best mother in the world. She is the most giving lady, and I just completely selfless. My mother is completely selfless, and I do have the best mother in the world, and I wanted to tell you that.
What are you doing for Mom's Day, Ben? Are you going to have a good meal with your mom? Does she do the cooking? Do you do the cooking? What do you do?
You know, we usually have a get-together, yeah. But I...
Good for you.
We'd like to also talk about the district meeting.
Do me this favor, Ben. Do me a favor. Call 855-200-1776. We're going to switch to unemployment insurance next, but get your comments in there. And if you hang on, Daniel will help you get a MyPillow prize here, okay? So hang on. We're telling us a story about your mom. Keep them coming, folks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulation so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and three other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the four pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. Four previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's never an easy decision when it's time for long-term care for a loved one. And I want to tell you about a place in West Fargo. If you're looking for a spot that you know will be a place that your loved one can call home, folks, it's assisted living, it's companion care, it's adult day services. It's they've really customized each in-home care plan to specific needs of the individual receiving services. They do all of that. And they have a very innovative, meaningful way to make the care person-centered. Now, they are, you know, if you go to a long-term care facility, you know, the names you know, they obviously take Medicare and Medicaid and have the ability to, and they're large, right? Where this is a you know, private pay, but all the services you need, sometimes which are, you know, covered by Medicare and Medicaid. I just call them. Melanie is the person you call or text. 701-261-3246. They're filling up. I think I'll ask her. They have 4 rooms left, and they'll be full. But it is a safe, real home environment for your loved one. They were COVID-free all over the last year. Wow. And have revolutionized the definition of assisted living. They really do it innovatively. They are more than just a building. They're family. I know this firsthand. 701-261-3246. Call or text Melanie. 701-261-3246. All right, our next guest can talk about an alarming situation that is starting to be something that pops on my radar every day. There is a workforce crisis in the state of North Dakota right now. Because thanks to the federal government, we are incentivizing people to stay at home. And I've heard from at least a dozen employers who can show me chapter and verse what they believe is to be full-on unemployment fraud. So we're going to talk about that with Darren Bostrom. Darren is the insurance director of the Unemployment Insurance Division, Job Service North Dakota. Darren, thanks for taking the time for us today. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So walk me through, if I'm on unemployment, what is required of me? What does the law say if I'm on unemployment in the way of searching for another position?
Well, if you're on unemployment insurance and you are not job attached, which is returned to employer after a short-term layoff, construction work, that sort of thing that's seasonal, you are required to be able to work, available to work, and actively seeking work. And in North Dakota, what we do for those individuals that are not job attached, they do need to be making 4 job contacts per week. And what they do is they report those job contacts to us each week as they certify that week for payment.
What is a job contact? Define that for me.
contact has evolved a little bit over the years, but in reality, it's contacting an employer, finding out if they have work available, applying for jobs, and then following through with those applications. Because in the world we're in right now, you know, I think employers are searching far and wide for individuals, and they're probably speaking to individuals that you know, just happy to get anyone in to talk to and to interview. And so we expect those individuals would follow up and complete those interviews and actively work to get that job.
My understanding is the vast majority of employers I speak with say, you know, there's contact on a website and then it's vanish. No follow through, no showing up for a, you know, job interview. It's poof, into the ether. Is that unemployment fraud?
It definitely could be considered a type of fraud, yes. If the individual is purposefully entering false job contacts just to receive benefits, we would consider that fraud, and there are penalties associated with that. And that's one of the things that we have heard that, just as you have, from the employers of the state. And one of the actions that we've taken is to create a reporting portal for those employers who identify individuals that kind of fall into that situation. They're not necessarily following through with their application process.
What is the penalty, and is it enforced?
Absolutely, it is enforced. The penalty itself is that you are precluded from receiving any unemployment insurance benefits from a year for a full calendar year. If you have received benefits as a result of that, you would have to refund those benefits, and then there's a 15% federally required penalty that's associated with that as well, 50% of the benefits paid.
So, you know, it's not necessarily a misdemeanor or anything. It's more of a punishment on not being able to get the funds. But it seems to me that, you know, in a time like this, there maybe should be even more teeth on that so people understand it. How many unemployment fraud cases removing the unemployment have happened since COVID?
Now, I don't have the specific number as to how many have fallen into this situation, but since COVID began in March 2020, we've stopped a little over 20,000 claims for fraud.
All right, so that's not a small number. How many in total are on? So the 20,000, that came out of a pool of what? People on unemployment insurance.
So that pool has changed over the course of the pandemic time frame as well. You know, we have taken over 260,000 claims throughout the course of the year. Right now we have right around 16 to 17,000 individuals actively on unemployment insurance.
Right now, there's a $300 a week federal pandemic compensation kicker. That's above other, you know, benefits that you get. That goes through September 6th. There is also another program called the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, which says, hey, we're going to take you from the state 12 to 26 weeks and extend it by a full 53 weeks. This is obviously the problem. This is the magnet. This is what is causing people to stay home and not actively work. We're giving them an incentive not to work. Can we opt out of that? Could we have opted out of that? I mean, North Dakota is a place where you can work if you want to work. So this idea that people can't work, can't find a job, is ridiculous. Every employer you talk to is looking for work. So in my mind, we shouldn't have anything to do with those federal kickers at all. It's ridiculous. Can we opt out of it? And could we have opted out of it earlier?
Yes, we can opt out of it. There are separate agreements for each of those federal programs. So you could pick and choose programs. You could say we're not going to participate in any of the programs. The way the agreements are drafted, it provides for a 30-day notice, and so we would just notify the federal government that we would not be participating any longer. And we would have to operate the program for 30 additional days, and then we could opt out.
Would you support that?
You know, that wouldn't be my decision to make. I would be absolutely making recommendations and providing data towards that. But it definitely, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that it is impacting the individuals returning to work. I think if you look statewide, we're very close to business as usual, is what it appears. There are those individuals that are still impacted. There's employers that are still impacted, particularly in the, you know, accommodation sector, hotels and that sort of thing. But I think it definitely deserves a strong look. And, you know, our neighbors to the west have taken that step and are moving that direction in June. And so that's something that we should be looking at.
Yeah, I don't know how this one got by us, to tell you the truth. I know early on there was an off-ramp, and I'd heard we were taking it. I don't doubt the Biden administration makes it tougher to do when strings there. But I have to imagine, in your position, you understand the enormous amount of frustration, the enormous amount of job openings, and then we're paying out unemployment insurance and people aren't filling jobs. You know, are you sensing just an onslaught of frustration from employers, Darren?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's difficult to listen to the employers because they are struggling to find people. You know, we have over 16,400 available jobs in North Dakota, which is, I think, the highest we've had since 2015. You know, and it's really a broad range of sectors that have those jobs. Healthcare has the most, agriculture, retail, administration, construction. You know, so it's a very broad range of jobs that are available. The frustration is definitely there, and we're working as much as we can to connect those people. But there are some, you know, there's fear from some individuals as far as going back to work, and I think there's a disincentive for others that are receiving federal benefits.
Now, final question for you, John. This is an example that came from a listener who said, has a friend that had a six-figure job, traveling salesperson, lost the job, now is getting unemployment compensation, not 100, not six figures, but in the 90 range. And the person said he doesn't want a desk job, so he's, he's just not taking any of the jobs because he doesn't want something. And he's napping and staying at home and avoiding work. I mean, can somebody who said, "Well, I made 120 before, and I'm making 90 on unemployment. There's nothing I like, so I'm going to not take any of these jobs." Can you do that?
Well, and I'm not totally clear. That just for clarification, the most that nobody would be making. Are you saying $90,000 a year on unemployment insurance?
They made 120, it looks like. I'm just going from an email. Made 120. They said six figures. A ways into six figures. So just said rough numbers, 120. And now they're making, I don't know, $80,000, $90,000, they're saying. I don't have it in front of me. Why would I take another job kind of thing?
Sure. And those individuals, what happens is there's state statute that applies to regular state claims. And regular state claims, there's a suitability of work provision within that, you know, if it's not suitable work for you, you don't necessarily have to accept that job if you're offered it. But after 18 weeks on unemployment insurance, basically all work becomes suitable by statute. And so if that individual, depending on the length of time that they've been on unemployment insurance, they could be required to take almost any job. And in order to receive benefits for that time period, they have to be actively searching for work and reporting those job contacts to us.
And what total percentage of your original income do you get on all of the unemployment benefits out there? Is there a percentage?
If you added up all the federal benefits and the maximum you can get on state unemployment insurance, the most you could possibly get in 52 weeks is $48,880.
I got it. So this person's one. They're getting considerably less, but still a lot of money. Darren, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll keep on this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertrophic equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hypertrophic equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So what's on your mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, the 2021 Buick Enclave now in stock, all the 2021s. Lots of 0% money and lots of purchase allowances depending on the model and the vehicle you're looking for. And of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. Right at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. You can ring them up with any questions, 701-214-6372 online. Never any pressure at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, back to the calls. A few minutes left. Last chance at a mom tribute today on the program. And I'll just say this on the whole unemployment insurance thing. This is very fixable. It's called teeth in the enforcement. It's called actually enforcing the law. If you are listening and you are getting unemployment and you are not doing 4 meaningful contacts per week, you are cheating the system. You are fraudulent. And I think anybody out there that knows this is going on should let unemployment insurance know. You can go right to their website and do it. And meanwhile, shame on us for incentivizing people to stay home. Shame on us. It's time to end it. Montana's got it right. North Dakota should too. Governor Burgum, I'd get on that right now. He, by the way, I passed a few of these things on to the governor and lieutenant governor, and they have said they're getting their arms around it and do realize that the fraud enforcement needs to be stepped up. So they've done some things, but it's time to get even more aggressive. Somebody asked about Senate Bill 2030. I mentioned it just briefly yesterday. That is the challenge grant bill for all of higher ed that also includes the ending of Planned Parenthood-like partnerships across higher ed, specifically targeted at NDSU, that has been punting on this for 10 years because of woke tenured professors who run the show rather than presidents. And they asked if anything's happened. It hasn't. The governor has 15 days from last Thursday to sign or veto it. And I'm taking that one to prayer. I get a little distracted when Planned Parenthood wins, so it's better just to pray the right thing is done there. Jim in Mandan wants to tell us about his mom. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I just wanted to call a tribute to Mother's Day. My mom, she's already passed away and gone to heaven, which I'm envious of. But I want to speak about my wife. For 45 years, she gave up her career as a nurse to be able to stay home to raise our four children because she wanted to make sure they had proper morals and you know, discipline and respect. Homeschooled all four of them and didn't stop there because once they got grown and had children of their own, we now are raising one of those children, our granddaughter. And every summer, she takes her summer and goes out to Montana and stays the summer to help raise four grandkids out there. This is besides, you know, she's just putting aside her health issues. The most important thing to her is those kids. And so I just want to give tribute to her.
You know, you make a very good point. My wife, Maria, is a great mom. And, you know, I just see what moms take on, you know. And my mom was great as well. She just always, she worried. She'd call me into my 40s, I'm trying to think, I guess it was early 50s when my mom died. But she literally, before she got dementia, would like, okay, did you get home okay? Would you call me when I get home? I mean, the moms worry. They take all that on. They eat last. They never have a hot meal. And so good for you talking about your wife as well. Jim,
even with the dementia thing, she took care of her mom for 8 years in our home who had dementia, besides taking care of our kids.
Yeah, yeah, incredible. And there's an incredible burden there, too. So, thank you for reminding me, Jim. Will you hang on so we can get you a MyPillow gift? Daniel will walk you through that. Just need to go to MyPillow.com quick and pick something out, okay? I think you have an off-air caller. The call to be the Buffalo Hotline, am I correct, Mr. Fisherman?
That is correct.
Okay,
great. I had a great mom. We had eight of us in our family. My mom's twin sister's husband got killed in a plane accident, and she took her three kids in amongst our eight, so we had quite a tribe. But, boy, what a sacrifice that mother made. And I just wanted to give that tribute out to her. And if you'd like to contact me, my name is Alan.
Alan, hang on a sec. Kevin will contact Alan. We'll get him a MyPillow gift, too.
You got it.
All right. So I said I'd give at least three an hour. I think we're at that. And I'll keep looking at some texts here, too, because we've had some great text comments, too, for the moms. Texter says, hey, how about taking PPP when you don't need them? Never close business for a minute. I guess comparing that to the unemployment thing, I would just say this. I think that was always designed to be as much stimulus as it was somebody that actually, you know, needed that to pay for paycheck protection. I have to say anecdotally, I've never heard more good things about something that really helped stabilize businesses in different ways. We never shut down. But you had disruption, you had things different, you had everything else. So, you know, it just is a challenging time. But I think that's a little different than unemployment because if you are paid a benefit because you can't find a job, when you can find a job, I just don't equate that to PPE. I really don't. Is it Mark Koch's birthday today? Anybody here know Mark Koch? K-Dog, as he's known, the greatest University of North Dakota fan. on the planet Earth. He's a legend in Grand Forks. K-Dog's birthday. Thank you for telling me that. My gosh. I'll have to get him a little MyPillow gift, too. MyPillow, by the way, right now, lowest price ever on the pillows, $29.98. The robes, the sheets, the blankets, the towels. You don't need the big box stores. All you need is Mike Lindell. Buy his book, $7.95, and you help election integrity, all these recounts, and exposing it with absolute proof and absolute interference. And the other half goes to Recovery Network, Lindell Recovery Network. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Friend just sent me a text that National Day of Prayer was canceled in D.C. The atheists are in charge. I guess so. It's not canceled in North Dakota. So Governor Burgum put out a proclamation on that. Good for him. Next week, don't forget, we have the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, folks. Mike Pompeo and all the CEOs and execs of this great industry. WBPCND.com. Leon Francis for you tomorrow and from Mitchell on Monday.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmount, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.